I don't know if my our Shiloh is going to be as entertaining as what we just heard, but we'll try to spin it up. One of the main things, you know, it's starting to get, we're almost coming to camp, and a big Shiloh always comes up is when, you know, you're driving up to camp or you're going here, going there, are you allowed to go into a non-kosher restaurant for to go to the bathroom or to buy a bottle of water? So someone comes to observe us, and he says, you know, I was on the way with my family going on a trip in Eretz Yisrael or in America. It doesn't say where. I think it's in Eretz Yisrael. It says a mamish, a non-kosher restaurant. And we really had to go to the bathroom. Are we allowed to go into this non-kosher restaurant now? And the people, the bathroom's only in the restaurant. It's not like a gas station, totally fine. But mamish, you're going to like a McDonald's, whatever, Burger King, Wendy's, whatever, whichever one of the chevra you want to quote. And am I allowed to go in there to be able to go to the bathroom or not? Because he knows that the Shulchan Aruch brings down Or HaChaim and Siman Gimel. Simon Gimel Sif Yud Zayin Hamasha Nekovov over Mishim Baal Teshaksu. Someone who holds it in, right? Over an Isra on Baal Teshaksu, right? Or Shema Lo Loch knows maybe I shouldn't go in Mishim Chshad Harom V'Chil Hashem. What's going to happen? What's the whole reason why I shouldn't be allowed to go in? Because it might be Chil Hashem. Other people might be going down Route 17. There's Jews constantly now going from Shavuos until Rosh Hashanah on Route 17. It's one, the main road. You have Hasidic Jews and Orthodox Jews and all these Reform Jews. You have all these Jews. You have all these Jews, and if you think that you're going to go into the restaurant, then there isn't a Jewish car passing by. First of all, you're 100% oblivious and wrong. So the guy wants to know: am I allowed to go into the bathroom or not? So the added question is also, would you be allowed to go buy a bottle of water, of Dasani, whatever type of bottle of water you would like? Are you able to go into this place, non-kosher restaurant, for it to be able to buy that bottle of water? So the Rambam, the Rav Zilberstein answers the following. He says, the Rambam says in Hilchos Nesoriya Torah, Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Aleph, She'odem Godeb Torah, someone who's great in Torah, She'osu Davah She'bechmosu Ha'abriyos Miranos Achrav, that if someone sees him do something, and they're going to follow after him, even if it's not a davar aveira, even if it's not something wrong, it could be that even if it's not something wrong, it's mutter, but it's something that maybe someone could take in the wrong way, right? He didn't know that, oh, you have to go to the bathroom, you had to get a bottle of water, a person shouldn't do it. And he quotes the Chavetz Chaim, who says that, according to the Rishonim, even if you're going to hold that there's certain things that you're able to, that it's mutter to do. It's mutter to get, obviously, a bottle of water. It's mutter to be able to go to the bathroom or not. You're driving down Route 17. It's going to look like this guy's doing an Isser. Over Haoseo Be'Isser HaTorah, Shavaloch, Sechal, Hashem, Kutcha. You're being Mechal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Ki Alideh She'adam Chashiv, Over HaTorah, Nasa Hashem, Kutcha, Yisbach, Vesorasu Chulen, Eitzel HaMon Am. You think you're just doing a mutter thing, but those people passing by, how are they supposed to know that you have to go to the bathroom? They might think you're just getting a nice KFC sandwich or Pizza Hut, whatever it is, and Mickey D's or whatever. I'm not sure I'm not holding on these new McDonald's commercials. Maybe you guys can tell me. So this is what he says here. This is when it comes to the bottle of water. Because absolutely, you should not. You know, there's always. You know, you driving down Route 17, you'll find either you find the gas station or you'll find, you know, one of these rest stops and have these soda machines, whatever. Wait for one of those for the bottle of water. However, what does he say about the bathroom? He says, I asked my brother-in-law Rav Chaim, can he have shlita? He says it would be mutter to be able to go into the restaurant to be able to go to the bathroom. Why? You can't ain't no osa bedavar harishus. You're not just saying it's not a rishus manner anymore. It's not something that you can do or you can't or you just decide to do. Right? It's your elosh osa mashem muta olav lasus. There's an isser in the Torah to be able to bow to shaksu. That if it's the third period and you don't want to miss the Ranger game, you say, oh, I'll wait for a commercial. That's bow to shaksu. Pasha. So if I'm just seeing in Yonah Diyoma because it has happened to me before also. So then the day, no, the Rebbeinu Shalom comes first, and that's an issue in the Torah. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky would say, if you're in the middle of the Ranger game, no, go to bed. So if you're in the middle of the highway, and the only bathroom is the Wendy's bathroom for miles. I don't know if Waze has these things now. You know they have gas stations. I don't know if they have bathrooms. Oh, that was good. I'm trying to entertain them. Or I don't know if they have bathrooms on Waze yet, Lisa. But he says, if that's the only bathroom, and you really have to go. He said, it'll be 100% mutter to go. So at the end of the day, he says, mutter likanas amasaris kidei lispanos. It's mutter to be able to go. Be able to go to the bathroom, but you shouldn't go into a specific restaurant to get a bottle of water. I think the message is very clear. The message, as Rabbi Kamenetsky said earlier in the week to all the seniors, you know, wherever we go, you know, whether you have a kippah on your head or not, you're always representing Klal Yisrael, you're representing the yeshiva, and overall you're representing the Rabbonu Shem, you're representing what Jews are. So Bez Hashem Mishmizoch to be the Kaddish and Kaddish Baruch Hu's name, as Rabbi Bolzim just said, Kiddush Hashem doesn't only apply in front of non-Jews, Kiddush Hashem applies to non-Jews and to all of Klal Yisrael. So Mishmizoch to Hashem this summer, so I mean the Kaddish and Kaddish Baruch Hu's name in the most best, in the grandest fashion possible.